Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. I'm Craig Maddock. He is Chris Tubbs. Joining us on the Gas Stop Holiday Fan Line, I guess we can call him Mr. 500 for today. Mr. 500 for today, because that's going to change. Augustana women's basketball coach Dave Krauth. Dave, congratulations on the milestone last weekend. It just shows that you've been around a while, but you've had success wherever you go.
Well, yeah, it was a nice night in a lot of ways. I was a little nervous about not getting 500 wins, but just, you know, I knew our players were becoming more conscious of it, even though we don't bring it up. And I just always feel, I mean, that's another stress or pressure they could put on themselves. So I was pretty relieved when we got through Saturday night.
I know we were talking a little bit before we came on the air, Coach, and it was a relief. Did you feel that things were starting to tighten up a little bit, even though it doesn't affect the players, but they wanted to do this for you? Was there that sense that they were trying a little too hard?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, you know, if there was anything specific, but the night before really was a game where it was almost a deja vu from last year when we played Concordia at our place. You know, we had a lead and then started to kind of nurse it, you know, in the latter portion of the second half. They made a couple big plays and we really let one slip away that night. And so then I became quite conscious, you know, hey, are they trying to be careful and whatever you do. But and then there was, you know, I mean, Mankato is just loaded with, you know, just a depth of talent and experience. And so, I mean, I figured we definitely had our hands full coming in on Saturday.
It was a great day all the way around. Number one, you get that milestone win. You do it at home. And you beat the 12th ranked team in the country. All of that combined, when you look back, how important was that weekend and that game for maybe a springboard to the rest of the year?
Well, you know, I've kind of, you know, tempered my expectations for this team, and I think, you know, justifiably so. I mean, we just have a number of kids who, you know, we're counting on that, you know, really haven't been through the wars, at least in maybe the regular rotation. But that win against just a quality team, I felt before the year that both Concordia and Mankato were probably two teams that could make a deep run come tournament time. And I'm almost at the point where I think you could throw Wayne in that as well. And yep. Then I haven't even seen the teams up north yet, other than just little glimpses. So it's, you know, when you can get a win against a team that's, you know, that talented, and of course we're going to see them again, and we'll see all these teams again. Our half of the conference is very tough, and that's not to slight the North.
Dave, last year you guys were averaging 75 points a game. Right now you're averaging 82 a game. What's the uptick in the offense mean? Where has that come so far?
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. You know, they've put a little emphasis on trying to keep the defense players' hands off the ball handler, the dribbler, that type of thing. We shot 44 free throws on Saturday night, but that was something we sort of concentrated on ahead of time. Not necessarily that we wanted 44 free throws, but that they are very physical and really, really get after you, and you just got to play through that. And you know, you may not get calls, and we did end up making 36 free throws. So that, you know, might be one of the factors. You know, we try to emphasize it, and I've mentioned before, kind of the heart and soul of us are, you know, our two guards, Emily Schulte and Shantiva Ashley, and they're both really good up-tempo players.
Well, you're a really good free throw shooting team, so bring on the fouls, right? Bring them on.
Yeah.
You'll hit them.
Yeah, prior to Saturday night, I mean, we were probably a little disappointed in our free throw percentages or percentage, and it was because, you know, maybe in a loss or two there, I almost thought it could have been a factor, and then it was a big factor, you know, from a positive perspective Saturday.
He's Dave Krauth, Augustana Women's Basketball is the Vikings take on Wayne State at their place coming up on Saturday. Joining us here in Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. He's won 500 college games. Of course, before Augie, high school, you won almost 350 games in high school. Remind me, I forget, at Tri-Valley and then in Des Moines.
At Des Moines Roosevelt were the two high school stops. Really,
what were you coaching then?
At Tri-Valley, most of the time I had both girls and boys. And then girls down at Des Moines Roosevelt.
So you're going 6-on-6? Were you doing 6-on-6?
No, in fact.
What?
I might have mentioned this, a lot earlier. But the kid that really brought suit to change from 6-on-6 to 5-on-5 played for me at Des Moines Roosevelt.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and so really all it was, they just diffused it and said, hey, if you're school and conference want to go, yes, and so that, so then that conference in Des Moines
so he saw you coach 6-on-6 and he says, that's awful, we got to sue and make it 5-on-5. He could tell you couldn't coach 6-on-6. Is that true?
No. I watched a few games, and over the years
that was huge. It was huge in Iowa, wasn't it?
TV, yeah, and it was just so popular, but they finally come of age.
Yeah. By the way, so the style of ball that you're playing today, was that the style you played at Tri-Valley? Was it the style you played down at Roosevelt in Des Moines?
Yeah, we tried, but I think almost over the years, I've found we had a couple of boys teams in my early years at Tri-Valley where, looking back, I wish we'd have, zoned pressed and stuff with those teams. So we didn't have a big kid, and we played mostly man. We played some zone, but I just thought, if we could have picked up the tempo more with those first couple boys teams I had at Tri-Valley, they were pretty good. But those are things you kind of learn. And in the women's game, sometimes when you press, we didn't have the 10-second rule, and it really has the potential to slow the game down versus speed it up. But now, of course, we do have the 10-second rule, and that's one of the ways to try to pick up the tempo. And I've always kind of been looking for ways to do that. Yep. Some of it's just the players you have and how quick they want to go from one end to the other and how hard they want to work.
And I know you've said this too, Dave. You didn't get to Augustana 25 years ago thinking you'd be 500 wins. That part of it has to do with the people that surround you. And you've had some pretty good assistant coaches. It's the recruiting, getting lucky, getting some good players. Those are the ones that make you look pretty good, Dave, right?
Yeah, we just, in our business, we don't get to make any baskets or any of that. But, I've really been blessed with some very good teams. And, of course, those, are made up of some real good individual players. Not always the most blue-chip kid, but we've had a ton of kids that have come in, very good high school players, and then continue to improve through their high school careers. But, yeah, we had, back in the day, Scott Timmer, and that was basically a part-time position, Mike Jewett, and then during his term, it became a full-time position, and Travis Traphagen and Mark Savinger now, and then we've had, other assistants, very part-time people that have helped, too, and you could look at, Bill Gross and our supporters financially, or however you want to describe it here too. I've just felt very good about the whole package as the years have gone by.
It's been great. It's really been great. All right, what's the key? What's the key for you guys at home versus Wayne on Saturday afternoon?
Well, Wayne probably is the best zone team in Division II. I haven't seen anybody that compares to them at all. So they, if you look at their points allowed and stuff, they're right there among the national leaders every year, and they're very good at. He recruits to his own long kids. It's like Syracuse or something, man. That that zone looks great, but who's got the 6'8" guys that can go out there and with those wingspans? But Wayne is very good, so you've got to hit some shots against them. But then you can't settle for just that. You've got to attack them a little bit, whether it's into the post or just with dribble drives and kicks and all of that. And then you got to defend them, too.
Yeah, Jordan Spencer is going to be the key for you guys. You got to stop her. doubt.
Yeah, we didn't really have a clue when we went down. Not that we shouldn't have, but I told kind of the team, or Haley McCarron kind of had the assignment for much of the night, that we probably didn't prep her quite as well as we should have. And hopefully she's a little smarter, or at least, has that to go on now as we face them this time.
Hey, Dave, congrats on the milestone. Many more coming your way. We wish you the best this weekend. Merry Christmas to you and your family. And we thanks for the time you give us, and we'll certainly talk a lot more once we hit the new year.
Well, thanks so much. I enjoyed talking to you guys. And like I said, happy holidays to you guys, too.